give God a praise. We need an outpouring of God's Spirit. That's what we need. Someone say, that's what I need. Well, good morning again. Welcome to Freedom House Church. If it's your first time here, my name is Josiah. I'm the lead pastor of Freedom House. One church, multiple locations, Fullerton, Irvine, online, Espanol, and soon coming to Anaheim. Come on, give God a clap. We're live with our Irvine campus. What's up, Irvine? Love you so much. All those watching us online, you are in the room with us. But I'm really thrilled to continue the thought that we have been on this year. The word of the year is kingdom expansion. The word of expansion, that God is going to expand us. But what I feel by that, in essence, is that God's going to stretch us. Tell your neighbor, say, God's going to stretch you. Say that. God's going to stretch you. That's just the word that the Lord spoke to me for our church, those that I have the honor of pastoring and teaching God's word, that this is going to be a year God's going to stretch us. But it's a good stretch. It's a good stretch. And so we've been on a series, verse by verse, Isaiah chapter 54, and we're talking about that God stretch in our lives. So as you remain standing, open your Bibles and go with me to Isaiah chapter number 54. We're going to read from verse 1 through verse number 4. And it's going to be a good year. I'm just saying, it's going to be a great year. Come on, amen. And this year, God's going to stretch us, though, in a good way. And I want to prepare our church for that, as I heard the Lord say that prophetically. But in Isaiah 54, a metaphor is going to be given to us about, the Bible says, a barren woman. But he's not literally talking about a barren woman. He's talking about how oftentimes in our lives, we will feel barren in an issue where it's like we can't produce perhaps the fruit that we're believing for. And we feel barren in a sense. And God's going to use this metaphor to tell Israel, that's what you felt like, but I want you to prepare. And I just feel in this season, God is preparing you and I for something great. Amen. Verse 1, let's read it together. He says, sing, barren woman, you who never bore a child, burst into song and shout for joy. In other words, there's going to be a worship in this season. He says, you who never were in labor, because more are the children of the desolate woman than of her who has a husband. So God was saying, I'm going to bless you because I'm your God more than a person that seems like they have more not serving God. Okay, he's like, I'm going to take care of you. And later he's going to say, I'll be your husband. I'll be the one who provides for you. Verse number 2. So God says this to the person that feels they're in a season that can't produce. It says, enlarge the place of your tent. Stretch your curtains wide and do not hold back. Say that when we say, don't hold back. So God was in essence saying, prepare yourself, because what I want to do, you got to prepare before I bring it. He says, don't hold back. Lengthen your cords, strengthen your stakes, he says, for you will spread out to the right and to the left. Your descendants will dispossess of nations and settle in their desolate cities. And last one, verse 4, he says, do not be afraid. In other words, God says, I'm going to do it. And he says, I'm going to put away your shame and your disgrace. You will not be humiliated, but you will forget the shame of your youth and remember it no more, the reproach of your widowhood. In other words, God was saying, what I'm going to do in your life, you won't even remember the tears that you cried. What I'm going to do in your life now, those moments of regret you had in a parking lot, pulled over in your car, thinking about ending it. He says, those days will not drive you, and you will not be under those days anymore. Come on, somebody. But he says, greater is coming, because I serve a God who brings things life out of dead situations. Come on, just say amen on that. I want to talk to you, tell my messages, don't hold back. Do not hold back. Bow your head and let's pray together one more time. Father, we thank you, Lord. As we enter this part of the service where we worship you with our mind, our attention. The Bible says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, and all your soul. And God, we now worship you with our mind. We engage our minds in this moment, Father. God, let our minds be locked in, ready to receive what your word has for us, Father. As I often pray, we didn't come to hear the word of man, we came to hear the word of God. And so, Father, let your word minister to people. Let it minister to us. Build us up, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Everybody say amen. Give God one more hand clap. You may be seated. And just tell someone next to you, say, lock in. Tell them, say, lock in. Come on, lock in. Say, I'm locked in, man. I am locked in Jesus' name. You know, when we're talking about being stretched this year, I want you to welcome this word in a way that I don't want you to think that God is trying to overwork you or God's trying to lead us to a place of exhaustion. I'm talking about how God's just trying to grow us. Because there is a level of growth that God has for every one of us individually. And remember that this is not a competition. You're not trying to like race with the person next to you. Wherever you're at in your life, that's the growth God has for you. You know, that's your race. The Bible says run your race with perseverance. And so there is a place and space that God wants to grow you. And I want to speak to that. We've been talking about that here. And so this is the second part to a message I began last week. And so you can go back and watch it, but I'll recap a bit so that we're all on the same page today. Because we're in a season. Today's Christian, for this type of mission field, has to be willing to be stretched. This is not a season of laissez-faire, chill out. This is a season where God, I need to grow. Because if you ain't growing in this season, if you ain't growing, the enemy is going after you, okay? Like, we need to grow to guide our kids, to guide what's going to take place. This year's going, you know, many people call it, it's going to be a crazy year. Well, you know what? I'm calling it that God's going to expand his kingdom this year in Jesus' mighty name. Come on, put an amen on that. And God wants to do that. Why? Because whenever we talk about expansion or strength, this is the word God gave me for our church, is that God was going to stretch us because a person who is stretched by a new experience can never go back to old dimensions. A person who is stretched by new experiences can never go back to old dimensions. It's like when your older brother stretched your shirt. Can never go back to its old dimension, okay? Like, it's stretched, and it can never go back. That's what I'm praying for, is that God stretches us this year that you can never go back to that previous smaller dimension. That smaller thinking, that smaller mentality, because God wants to do something in our life, and God wants to do that. And that's just one of the things that I believe that we should have as believers. Because one thing I've realized is, why is it that the world that doesn't believe in God believes bigger than the Christians who do believe in God? Okay, we're talking real right now. There's no way I'm gonna let a world that doesn't serve God have bigger faith than the God that I serve, that's the creator of the universe and can do exceedingly abundantly above and beyond. Say amen. And I'm not just giving you a self-help message. I always like to say this because this is not a self-help. This is scripture. Because the Bible says, someone say the Bible says, not Josiah says, not a self-help book says, God's holy word says in Isaiah chapter 54. Let's read again. So context from the scripture. He says this, Isaiah 54 in verse 2. He's talking about kingdom expansion. He's talking about bringing a metaphorical fruit from your metaphorical spiritual womb. And he says, enlarge the place of your tent. In other words, he says, make it bigger. Make your faith bigger. He says, and what does he say? Stretch your tent curtains wide. And he says, don't hold back. God says he needs us to stretch. So why does God want to stretch us? Because stretching is a place of growth. And this year, God is going to stretch you. Just smile at me. Stretching is a place of growth. I want you to embrace that. It's a place of growth. Because a God stretch always leads to strength. Did you hear what I said? A God stretch will always lead you to strength. I'm not talking about a stretch again where you make you weaker. I'm talking about a God stretch that's going to make you stronger. Because God wants you to live that life. And we know that. Great things require a great stretch. Like, okay, how about this? When you read your Bible, it's going to stretch you. Let me say this better. When you read your Bible, it's going to slap you. Okay. Like, it's not like, I'm going to read my Bible. I'm going to stay the way I am. No. You read the Bible, it's going to stretch you. You're going to be like, man, I got to stretch my forgiveness here. You know what I mean? I have to stretch this thing called patience a little more. You know what I mean? Because that's what the Bible does. It's there to stretch you beyond your natural limitation of what you have the capacity to do in your own strength, right? Lord, some of us need our patience to be stretched, right? So the Bible stretches. Okay, how about this one? How many know that your spouse will stretch you? I got a good amen from over here. I'm on somebody. That's right. I felt it online. How many know marriage will stretch you? Amen. Like, imagine, I'm going to get married and I ain't changing. I'm going to be the way I am. You can sign up for marriage counseling. Pastor Louie's available, Pastor Brian, Pastor Tom. I mean, or we got some good Christian counseling companies that'll help you. Like, that ain't gonna work. Like, we know stepping into a marriage, I gotta prepare to be what? Stretched. How many know having kids gonna stretch you? Oh, yeah, I got a good one right there. You know, I'm gonna have kids. It's gonna stretch. No more sleep. Bye. Come on, somebody. That's it. Having kids is gonna stretch you. And you know, oh no, not me. Oh, you know how people are. They always think they can raise other people's kids. Yeah. When I have kids, my kids are not gonna be like my sister's kids, all nasty and demon possessed. You know what I mean? When I have my kids, watch. We're watching. Survey says they crazy too. Come on, somebody. Because every kid is uniquely made. No two are alike. You know what I'm saying? Having kids is going to stretch you. Why? Because God is putting more on your life. How many know if you become an entrepreneur, you want to start your own company, it's going to stretch you. You can't do a great thing at the same capacity. Like if you're like, well, I'm going to start my own company so I can work less. Stay at your job. Don't start your own company, okay? Because you're going to have to work more. Hello, somebody. This is like sink or swim. You know what I mean? It's like you're going to go kill something or starve. Like, that's it's going to stretch you. How many know the calling of God on your life is going to stretch you? Come on. I want you to grab this. For how many know the call of God is going to stretch you? But what is it about us that when we get into God stuff, we think that God is more like, the closer I get to God, the more of a hot tub I get into it. Just chill. I just want to chill, Pastor. I just want to chill. Like, chill out. When I come to church, like, I'm coming into the hot tub. Put a towel on my head. You know, cucumbers on my eyes. You know what I mean? Like, and again, rest in the Lord. I always got to qualify my statements because I could feel the just, you know, preaching and teaching is like, there's like a fight. Some are with me and some are like, nah. Okay, so I'm all right. I feel you. You know what I mean? Okay. I'm not talking about not enjoying the Lord and not being in a place of rest. Don't misinterpret. Take your Sabbath. Go to bed early, rise early, okay? I'm not telling you to burn the candle at both ends. I'm not telling you to be overstressed. I'm not talking about that. What I'm talking about is when it's time to work, it's time to work. I'm talking about that space where you say, this is where I become the person God has called me to be. That's the part I'm talking about. That those hours in your day where you're like, I can't be wasteful like I was last year. I'm not gonna be wasteful like I was the previous 10 years in my life. I'm not gonna let another year go by where I'm seeking comfort instead of growth and stretching into the person that God has called me to be. Someone say, I'm ready for the stretch. Say, kingdom expansion. Because if you allow God, he will stretch you until you become stronger. If you allow God, he will stretch you until you know more of God's word. If you allow God, he will stretch you until you're more anointed. If you allow God, he will stretch you where you will raise those four godly kids in an ungodly world. If you allow God, he will stretch you to where your spiritual gift is getting greater. If you allow God, he will stretch you until you become the version of the person that God sees you being. If you allow God, he will stretch you to where the devil can't even handle you because you're too much for him. Say amen. Where the devil will be like, ah, here she comes. I can't handle her. I could handle her last year because last year she was all comfortable. But in 2024, I can't handle her. I can't handle him because he done figured out that there was more kingdom potential in him. He stretched his prayer life. He stretched his faith. He stretched his wisdom. He stretched his Bible knowledge, and he enlarged the place. Because a God stretch always leads to strength. Wasn't my first point. I should have made it my first point. But write it down in your notes. A God stretch always leads to strength. A God stretch always leads to strength. Always. God's not going to stretch you to weaken you. He's going to stretch you to strengthen you. And so let me just move on here because my opening thoughts. There actually is points in the sermon. So I told you last week, this year's going to bring times of expansion. Point number two, I told you that in order to get to the next level in your walk with God, your spirit and faith will have to be stretched. And here's point number three, write this down, is that to experience kingdom expansion, you have to seek God and hold nothing back. Say it with me. This year, I will hold nothing back. Not going to hold nothing back. I'm not going to leave anything on the table. I'm not going to be reserved this year like I was previous years with God. I'm holding nothing back. God, I'm all in. Now let's read it because it's from the scripture, okay? Isaiah 54 and verse 2, he says, stretch your tent curtains wide, enlarge the place of your tent, stretch your tent curtains wide. And what does he say, these four words all together, 1, 2, and 3? He says, do not hold back. It's very simple, but very profound. Hold nothing back. God, I'm not going to hold back this year. There's this move in gambling where they say, I'm all in. Okay. I'm not encouraging gambling. Okay. Don't do all that stuff. We say, I'm all in. But many of us, we don't go all in with God. We're like, well, Lord, I'm half in. I want you to this year to say, God, I'm all in. Because when you go all in for God, God will be all in for you. Come on, somebody. Amen. He'll be all in for you. I'm jumping into the pool, Lord. You're going to jump in the pool with God like you jumped at the party when you were all faded. You know, like, I'm just jumping in. I'm doing it. Because what is it about us that before we were saved, they'd be like, hey, we're going to Vegas. You in? Yeah, I'm going. Let's go. I ain't got no money. I'll use a credit card. I don't care. I'd be like, call in sick to work. I think I'm sick. You lying like a rug. Come on, man. You're like, let's go. And you figured it out. But now you're sanctified. You're like, well, let me pray about it. Oh, now all of a sudden you're a man of prayer. You weren't a man of prayer when you were doing sin. Now you're doing right. Now you're a man of prayer. Let me pray about it. Brother, you don't need to pray about it. You need to jump into God like you jumped in for the devil. Oh, Lord, help me. You need to jump into God like you jumped into the casino. You need to say, God, I'm just going to jump in. I'm not going to hold back. I'm going to get baptized this year. I'm going to pray this year. I'm going to wake up at 6 a.m. and go with Pastor Josiah in the devotional. Come on, somebody. I'm going to be a little tired. You're already tired. Be tired serving God. You know? Matter of fact, go to bed early too. Come on, I'm about to throw that one in there. You know? It's like, God, I'm gonna jump in. Tell your neighbor, say, jump in this year. Just be like, Lord, stretch me. I'm not gonna hold back. Because if we tiptoe into like, well, let me see if the water's cold, you know, oh my goodness, I don't know, hold on. It's like when I gave my life to Christ, I was like, I know me, I know myself. I go, if I tiptoe, I won't do it. That's just me. Now, some of y'all, I don't take my time. God bless you. Go for it. But I feel some of us in this room, you know you, that if you don't jump all in cold turkey, you like just rip the Band-Aid off, man, you're not going to do it because you'll still have your exit plan. And the enemy's tempting you with your exit plan. That some of us, when I said, God, I was like, God, I need to burn the ships. I need to, like, get rid of the exit plan. I don't want to still have the black book. You know, in case I want to call hook it. No, delete it. Hello. Y'all sanctified faces. I know, don't what he's talking. You know what I'm talking about. I'm going to throw away the connection. I'm going to burn the ship because this year I'm not holding back until God stretches me to become the version of the person God sees me to be. I don't want to die with potential, kingdom potential. I want to get to heaven and God be like, Josiah, I had to pull out more for you. Man, you kept doing it. I was like, okay, we're doing like this. And God just says, here's a little more. Here's a little more. I want my angels to get tired. They're like, you got to do more cardio, hang up with me. Come on, somebody. I pray their angels are so tired because you are praying them to do spiritual warfare. You are dispatching. Why? Because you're kingdom expansion. Amen, amen, amen. All right, here's what the Bible says. It says, do not hold back. Why? Because there's a level of growth. Now, this is in your previous point, but I feel led to read it now. Why don't you go to Hebrews chapter 6 here. Watch what the scripture says. Hebrews chapter 6. It says this when it talks about growth in verse 1. It says, therefore, let us move beyond the elementary teachings about Christ. God wants to grow us. Why? Because we got to get out of elementary with God. Do you know why the desks are so small in elementary? Because it's not meant for adults. Receive it. I love you. You're like, man, Pastor's on one today. Yes, I am. Okay. He says, we got to move beyond the elementary of serving God. Stretch my knowledge, Lord. He says about Christ, and be taken where? Forward, someone say forward, to maturity, not laying again the foundation of repentance and the acts that lead to death and faith in God. He's like, we got to grow in this thing. You know, like, how many want to grow in God this year? Come on, I'm going to grow this year. All right, next verse. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 12 through 14. I got another one for you. If that one didn't hit you enough, here, watch this one. Remember I said, the word of God will stretch you, slap you. Huh? Hebrews 12, 14. 5, 12. It's what the Bible says. It says, you need to be, he says, you have been believers for so long now that you ought to be teaching others, but instead you need someone to teach you again the basic things of God's word. It's like, how long have you been coming to church and you still need people to teach you? I could feel everybody just like this, their toes. It's like, you stink. He's like, by this time, you should be teaching other people. Because I'm not going to be comfortable, I'm going to be stretched. And then it goes on. It's not enough? Okay, here's another one. Here comes the left hook from God's word. He says, you are like babies who need milk and cannot eat solid food. Man, the Bible's just beating us up today. Thank you, Lord. Amen. He's like, you want lechita? You want milk? Some of you, I don't do milk. Okay, almond milk. Yeah. I don't know how they make milk out of almonds, but anyway, here's the milk. Almond milk. You need lechita? And you're like, I just need the milk of the... It's like, you need to be eating steaks now, big boy. You can't build muscle, just spiritual muscle. Just eating milk of the word. That's why you're still weak in the Lord. I can't, you know what? I'm like a trainer right now, okay? Don't call, just say, what's up, Coach Josiah? Say, Coach Josiah. Okay, I'm like a trainer right now, okay? I'm trying to bring the greatness out of you. Because nobody wants the trainer when you're in the gym that says, oh, don't do 10, do 5. You're good, do 5. Who wants that trainer? You'd fire that guy. Be like, bro, I don't need you to do 5. You want the trainer that says, tell me I can do 11. Okay, this morning, that's what I'm trying to get out of you. Spiritually, you can do 11. You can do 12. Man, you're going to build that spiritual muscle when you stretch. But you got to eat some protein, yo. There's some protein up in this place. You know what I mean? You get the protein of the word. He says, you need to be eating meat of the word. But you're still on the milk of the word. God, stretch me this year. Get into Grow Track. Get into Bible college. Get into your devotions. God, this year... stretch me till I become the version that you've designed me to be. That's what God's word wants for us. And then he says, like babies need milk, lechita, 2%, 1%, I don't know what you drink, and cannot eat solid food. Why? Because God wants to what? He wants to, but what are we going to do? We're not going to do what? We're not going to hold back. Now, I got this analogy. You know me and my analogies, pardon me for it, but you know, that's the way my mind thinks. And I want to set it up like this. There was a story where God was dealing with the nation of Israel through the prophets. And the king Jehoash had been surrounded by enemies. And Elijah was passing away. And Jehoash got really afraid because he knew that if Elijah passed away, that would represent for him not being able to hear from God. Now, many of us know today, you don't need a person to hear from God. You can go straight to God. Okay? You don't need to go to a priest. You don't need to go to a pastor. You can go straight to God. Thank you, Jesus. Okay? Now, we're here to pray for you any way we can, but ultimately, you got a direct line to the hookup called Jesus, all right? And I want to talk to the person in charge of this church. He's available 24/7. His name is Jesus. You can pray at any time. Come on, somebody, all right? And he's available all the time. All right, I talk to him too. Amen? I have a few complaints about the church. I'm just joking. Come on, sir. Right. So, some things I need to take over them too. Anyway, so he's available all times. And so, Jehoash was trying to go to the prophet, but I want you to see here because the prophet was on his deathbed, and what the prophet does, and I pray this analogy bugs you for the rest of the year, okay, what I'm about to show you right now. But let's read this from 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 10. He says this. He says, he was the one who prayed. No, that's not one. Not that one. 2 Kings 13. I apologize. 2 Kings 13. 2 Kings. I apologize. Previous verse. There you go. Sorry. 2 Kings 13, verse 4. It says, now Elijah had been suffering from an illness from which he had died. So notice Elijah was suffering. He was about to die. He was the prophet of the Lord. And it says, illness from which he had died. Jehoash, the king of Israel, went down to see him and he wept over him. He said, my father, he cried, the chariots and the horsemen of Israel, because he felt overwhelmed. There were two armies that were going to attack him from Aram and Aphek, and they were coming towards him and the chariots and horsemen. So he was worried about it. And then watch what happens in verse 14. Elijah said to him, watch how Elijah responds. And I believe this is what God would say to you today. And just get this, another metaphor, another analogy. He says, get a bow and some arrows. He's like, what are we talking about? He's about to show him an example. So he goes here and he says, go get a bow and some arrows. And he's probably like, why in the world do I need this? It's like, what I need is for you to help me. I need for you to tell God to come through. And he's like, no, go get a bow and go get an arrow. It didn't make no sense. But what Elijah was about to show the king was a metaphor of how he would see victory. And then he tells him this in the next verse. He says, take the bow in your hand. And so I'm going to, where's David? My bow and arrow man. He's here somewhere. There he is. Come on up here, bro. There, David. Great name. I thought you ditched me. I was going to call somebody else up, bro. That would have been really interesting. Anyway, he says, take the bow and arrow in your hand. Okay, boom, here's the arrow. And he says, this is what I want you to do. Now, mind you, the Jehoash, the king, was like, why got me doing all this? I need help. I'm overwhelmed over here. I don't think I have enough power for all this. He says, I want you to grab the bow and arrow in hand. And then the next verse, watch here, he says, open the east window. You're like, well, that's west. Just play along, okay? East window. And he says, open the east window. And he opened it. And the Bible says, go to the previous verse. I think I skipped here, verse 16. It's something powerful. He says, when he had taken it, Elijah put his hands on the king's hands, okay? So I want you to set up. He says, open the window. Set up. And the Bible says he put his hands on the king's hands. And then he told them, shoot, don't shoot it yet, okay? Now, don't want nobody getting hurt over there. Okay, cool. I hope this works out, bro. I don't know. We're about to find out. Do I have a volunteer who could stand up here with an apple? And I'm just joking. That's a joke. Okay? All right. He puts his hands and he gets him to stretch. Now, you might wonder, why did he do that? I'm going to tell you why. Because there was only so far that the king can stretch by himself. Because this analogy was going to represent how far he stretched would represent how far it would go. What I'm trying to tell you in this season is God is going to put his hand on your hands to get a full stretch further than you think you can go. And you're going to feel, do you feel the tension? But the good news is it's not on your own, because the further God wants you to go is further than anywhere you have thought possible, because God wants you to stretch. Come on, somebody. Why is that? Because today's stretch brings tomorrow's victory. I'm going to say it again. Today's stretch will bring tomorrow's victory. And some of us, what happens is you don't want God to stretch you. So shoot the arrow, but like don't stretch it. Just like try to shoot it. Ready, go. A little stretch. Look at that. And I'll pick it up for you, bro. I'm here to serve. I'm just here. I'm here to serve, my brother. You get a little, and you wonder, why don't I ever become? Because Elijah's going to say that was the arrow of deliverance. Your deliverance was determined on the stretch, because the further you stretch, the further it goes. And suddenly, well, hey, look, and you go, oh, and you come up short. Aren't you tired of coming up short in life? Aren't you tired of just coming up short? Why am I coming up short? It's because you're fighting the stretch. You're fighting the stretch. So you come up short. And it's like, oh, I only went so far. So here's what God says. Here's the good news. You don't have to do the stretch on your own strength. Because remember, what did the prophet do? He says, I'm going to put my hand on your hand. And together, we're going to get the greatest stretch this year. Because there's more inside of you. How many think hit that? Let's try it. Go, raise it. Raise it. Yeah, bro! Come on! I didn't think you could do it. That was supernatural. How did you do that? I'm just joking. We practiced that. Okay. Imagine that. We're like, wow, pastor's good. He must be anointed. No. Stretch. Listen, simple but profound. If you fight the stretch, you'll never hit the target. You gotta allow God to stretch you, because the further the stretch, the stronger the trajectory. Today's stretch brings tomorrow's victory. Somebody give God a shout of praise in Jesus' mighty name. Point number four, and I'm done. You have to pray and desire kingdom expansion. I'll leave that back there. I'm good. Just help me with the scriptures up here. He'll pray and desire. You got to pray. Some say, I got to pray for it. I have to desire it. Because if you don't desire it, if you fight God off, like back to the analogy, if he fought me off, then I can never put my hand on his hand. But if you pray, God, go ahead. I'm telling you this year, God will stretch you. God will take you into deeper waters with him. And here's a prayer that Jabez prayed, the prayer of Jabez. Very powerful prayer. There's a few prayers in the Bible. There's a sermon I'll probably do later this year, and it's prayers in the Bible. But here's one of these prayers by Jabez. The Bible reads it like this. Go to the verse there for me a second. First Chronicles, I apologize. It says like this. It says, he was the one who prayed. So what did he do? And this is what he prayed to the God of Israel. Let's read this together. He said, oh, that you would what? Bless me and what? He was praying for expansion. He was praying to be stretched. God, go ahead and stretch me. He says, please be with me in all that I do and keep me from all trouble and pain. And God granted his request. God wants to stretch you. Why? Because a God stretch always leads to strength. Why? Because today's stretch will lead to tomorrow's victory. Don't fight it. Surrender to the stretch and watch what God will do in Jesus' name. Come on, give God a clap all over this house. I want you to stand to your feet. We're going to pray. Father, I thank you this morning. Come on, all across this auditorium. God, I thank you this morning because, Lord, I know that you are calling us into a season. And some of you I even feel perhaps might be overwhelmed, might feel overworked. And I'm not telling you to be overworked, okay? But I am telling you to surrender to the stretch. I am telling you that in this season, to surrender to it and say, God, I welcome it inside of my life. So with every head bowed, just put your hands out all across our campuses. You're watching online. I want you to repeat this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, say it with me. Say, this year, I surrender to the stretch. Because a God stretch will lead me to strength. Just stay right there. Say it again, a God stretch will lead me to strength. And I feel this prophetically and profoundly for many of you. Some of the things God is stretching you in, you almost say, well, why not other people? And God would say to you, because you're not those other people. Why can they get away with that, Lord? God says, because that's not, God has something for you, and do not look to the left or to the right. God says, don't worry, I'm talking to you. That's what happened to Peter, because Peter was like, Jesus said, you're going to be, you know, crucified. And he's like, what about John? And Jesus is like, I'm talking to you, Peter. It's not worrying about John. And that could happen to us. We get caught. God's like, what I have for you is unique. You are on your path. And if you feel stretched, I said this with all the love and grace, good. God is growing you. Oh, don't miss the weeks to come. I'm telling you, got so much to share. The Bible even says that through suffering, Jesus learned. It hurts my mind to even really get into it. Forgive me if I open a can of worms to that, but through suffering, Jesus learned. There are things God will teach us in the stretch. That you're going to learn about God. You're going to learn about yourself. You're going to learn about who the God of all creation is going to bring out of your life. And I'm not saying he makes you suffer. But there's something in that. I'm not the creator. He is. But Father, I thank you that this is a season of stretch. Some of you, God is stretching your patience because you get angry too easily. I just want to pray for you for a moment. God is stretching because you get agitated too fast. Don't underestimate what anger can do. A lot of people living in regret today because they said something, did something in a rage of anger. He's like, God, I want to have self-control this year, Lord. Thank you, God. Stretch me, Father. My patience. That's a good prayer. My patience. Stretch my patience. Moving too fast. I'm getting ahead of myself. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You know, the hardest thing to do in serving God is to do nothing. It's to just wait on the Lord. It's the hardest thing sometimes. Say, God, I'm not going to get ahead of you. I'm just going to let you fight my battles. I'm going to hold my tongue. Hallelujah. Actually, 2024, not hold your tongue, hold your thumb. Because you want to text. Thank God for the delete text button. You got 5 minutes, though. Don't let it be too long. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, I pray for your people. I feel the presence of God. We're going to make more room. Come on, we're going to make more room this year for God. We're going to make more room. God doesn't need more time. He needs more room. Did you hear what I said? Because you can go to church all the time, but never make room for God. You go to church all the time. Some of you have been to church so many services since you were a kid, but the fact is you never made room for God. You never said, God, I'm going to make room for you now. I'm really going to lock in. I'm going to get baptized. I'm going to seek you. Some of you, this is going to be a year, Bible college. It's not for everybody, but some of you, this is going to be a year, finally, you're going to get a devotional. Finally, this is going to be a year that you're going to say, Lord, I'm going to be more forgiving. This is going to be a year, I'm not going to let bitterness, grudges, offense. It's not going to be the year, Father, I'm going to take the bait of the enemy. It's going to be a year you're not going to keep falling to that same temptation, because God is going to stretch you. He's going to grow you in the things of Almighty God. Father, we thank you, Lord, because this year, Father, is the year of kingdom expansion, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Come on, let's sing this out. Come on, just for 30 seconds, whenever you want, just lift your hands. Come on, all across our campuses.
Thanks so much for watching our service at Freedom House OC. Don't forget to like and subscribe. It's always my honor, my wife's honor, to bring you God's word. And I know that God's best is in your future. Make sure to share, click the bell icon so you're always up to date when new content comes out, because we want to be a blessing to your life. We want this channel to be a channel that feeds your future and leads you closer to God. Hey, we love you. God bless.